The next patient is Caroline Patterson. The last name is P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. Clinical case of an 82-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B, like in boy A. It has been referred to this office because of uncontrolled hypertension. During the last visit, we decided to change the prescription for blood pressure control, and we decided to put her on Loctrel 520, 1,000 PO daily, and diazide 37-25 daily. Apparently, the patient developed hypotension. I have to mention that the patient has a blood pressure cuff at home that is a wrist, a blood pressure cuff that when compared to the ones in the office reads 20 millimeters of mercury less than what is supposed to be. The patient remains with hypertension, and she's very anxious. We are going to try to decrease the dose of the medication and use benazepril in combination with amlodipine one tablet in the morning, and add 12.5 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide every other day, and monitor the blood pressure. The patient is going to keep track of these medications, and hopefully the pharmacy will be willing to get the right dose of medication, the right dose of the Loctrel, L-O-T-R-E-L, as prescribed. Number two, arterial hypertension as above. Number three, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, number that is compensated, following number hyperlipidemia. It's still present, and I will address when we control the blood pressure. Following number, she has a history of biliary cholangitis, but it has been resolved and is followed by the GI doctor. We're going to reevaluate the case in 1 month with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, because the patient was very reluctant to accept any suggestions, and it took us a lot of time to get to an agreement. Period, and the documentation, 7 minutes.